Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with the national winner of the Agricultural Education Proficiency, Alex Pitts of the Muntford FFA chapter from the state of Tennessee. And Alex, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'd also like to thank the James F. Lincoln Ark Welding Foundation, because without them, I would not be here. Now, this proficiency would not be able to happen without their sponsorship of us, of this proficiency, and helping our SAs throughout the year. So just like to thank them, as well as thanking you for having me here today.
Oh, thank you, Alex. But let's talk a little bit about that supervised agriculture experience that really kind of led you here.
I did not come from an agriculture background. I started with my agriculture background in ninth grade, where I attended Muntford High School. And I started showing sheep with the program, and we did not have a lot of sponsors or fundraisers to go along with that. So we started a little lamb camp for the local elementary schools, and where we hosted during the summertime for 2 weeks. And it's for the little kids, and I facilitate different activities for them throughout the year, such as showing them how to walk, wash, shear, groom, vaccinate their lambs, and just educating them about agriculture. And I'm also an agricultural assistant for my ag department. I have a very large chapter. We have 5 ag teachers and a little over 400 FFA members in our chapter. So my teachers get overwhelmed a little bit. We have a very large ag department that's not attached to the school. We have our own ag department. We have a barn, a greenhouse, 2 shops, a floral design lab that's actually ran like a real lab. We host for special occasions such as weddings, anniversaries, special events throughout the school. So teachers are always overwhelmed, and I'm there to help them throughout the year. So that's a little bit how my essay originated.
And Alex, the theme of this 85th National FFA Convention is Grow. So, you know, on that note, how have you seen both yourself and your enterprise really grow throughout the course of it?
I've seen myself grow and my enterprise grow a lot. I remember starting out as a camp counselor when I was assigned to two kids throughout the course of the camp, and I've grown to where I can hold 7-8 campers at a time by myself, and I have to have another group leader with me. And I've gained a lot of responsibility within the chapter, helping out with CDE practices after school, I kind of helped my ag teachers with the parliamentary procedure team that just actually they were in the final 4 today and competed and did very well. So that's one of my accomplishments I'm very proud of. And helping, seeing our hydroponics at the school that I helped start up, they've actually grown from just where they can grow 44 hydroponic tomato plants or hydroponic lettuce heads to where they can grow 440. So seeing my enterprise grow and seeing myself grow. I actually graduated in 2011, so my high school career is coming to an end. So seeing how my seed that I started has grown and prosper is just very rewarding to me.
And college and career-wise, what's next for you, and how do you think the skills that you gained in this proficiency will help you?
I'm actually attending the University of Memphis right now, where I'm getting general education courses out of the way, where I do plan to attend, transfer next year. I don't know where I'm going to transfer yet, but I'm hopefully going to transfer soon and major in agricultural education and maybe minor in communication. So I believe my proficiency has helped me a lot, and as I say, my proficiency is agricultural education, where I hope to pursue that later on in life.
And Alex, certainly a long uphill battle on the course of becoming a national proficiency winner. Is there anyone you'd like to thank for their help along the way?
Most definitely my ag teachers the whole way. They've always pushed me, whether I was procrastinating in something and I had to get a little or maybe a lot of push along the way to make sure I get that task done. Getting through high school, my ag teacher, especially my ag teacher, Miss Ann, she's always been there for me, pushed me along the way, helped me compete in 2 national contests, competing on the state level and in almost every state contest there is. So Miss Ann, definitely my ag teachers. My best friend, Katie Butcher, she's been there along the way with me the whole way. So them, along with, as I said earlier, the J.F. Lincoln Ark Welding Foundation, them supporting FFA and these proficiencies along the way. So those are just a few people I'd like to thank.
That's Alex Pitts from the Muntford FFA chapter out of the state of Tennessee, the 2012 national winner of the Agricultural Education Proficiency. From the 85th National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.